This is Tanya Lynn with the Sistership Circle podcast. From spirituality, sexuality, and sisterhood to business, relationships, contribution, and creativity, the Sistership Circle podcast introduces a new model of feminine leadership where women get real and vulnerable about it all. Tune in for authentic advice that will empower you to be bold, beautiful, and brilliant as your true self.
So I'm Tanya Lynn, and I'm super excited to be here with Miss Samantha Tam, who is one of our How to Lead Circle graduates, and I'm really excited to speak with her about her experience leading circles and to inspire all of those of you listening who, you know, are just getting started and wanting to hear from someone who is currently on the path. So hi, Samantha.
Hi, Tanya. Hi, everyone.
Yeah. So I'd love to start with what really brought you to Sistership Circle? Like, what was happening for you before you joined the program? And your background a little bit of what you were doing with circles before the program.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yes, I'd be happy to share. So I am an executive coach and facilitator by profession, and I've held circles before. And while the result, women's circles in particular, and I love it. There's nothing more that I love better than being in circle with my sisters. But when I hosted these circles, I realized that while the participants loved it, I felt drained and I didn't want to continue. And they're like, when's your next circle? I'll be like, oh, I don't really want to do it. And I thought I was crazy because the circles were successful. It was part of my vision, my dream to bring women together. And yet I just couldn't motivate myself to do it again. And this was maybe 10 years ago. So fast forward, I came across your website. A sister actually sent it to me. She goes, this is for you. This is just up your alley. And then I saw the challenges that you laid out, that women overgiving, overplanning, and sort of pinning your happiness on how everyone feels and if they're getting, worrying too much about whether people are getting value and all the stress it created. And I really resonated with that. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna take this program because a lot of the challenge you laid out, I was like, that's me. That's exactly me. And I thought, this is gonna help me move forward on what I wanna do, but have been stopped by myself so far.
I relate. And I think there's two different types of women. Well, a couple different types, of more than just two, but we have women who are go-getters, ambitious women like yourself, right? Who have been really more in the masculine. And I would say you relate very well with me, right? The same background of successful and yet that burnout feeling. And then there's other women who it's a little bit harder to get started, right? Mm-hmm. So I love that How to Lead Circle actually can help both. And it's so beautiful that we have these different experiences that come in and then weave together to contribute to one another, right? In a circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like what you said about the two kinds of women. And I would say even I have those two kinds of women inside myself, because sometimes I feel like this Amazonian, I can do it and I can make it happen. And then sometimes moments of my life, I feel I can't even get out of bed and there's so much fear and paralysis and then judgment of the fear and paralysis. So I love being in circle with those different women bringing different energies to the table. And I have to say that I saw myself in terms of my group of 12 women. I saw whatever they're dealing with, their challenges and their strengths. I saw a bit of myself in each of them. And that in itself was such a holy, there's such a word, a holifying experience, making me feel so whole.
Yes. I think that's one of the most powerful things about Circle is, and this is what I hear from everyone, right? Is, oh my God, I'm not alone. And we sit there and we share our struggles and we share our celebrations and we share just whatever is alive for us. Mm-hmm. And we learn how to share that. And then we see these different parts of ourselves inside of each woman. And so there's mm-hmm. that. Yeah, I love that. Like the holifying, like we become whole by hearing these different aspects of ourselves mirrored in the other women.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I'd love for you to just share about your experience and how to lead Circle and what were some of the, I mean, obviously that was one of the highlights. Mm-hmm. Some of the other things that you received from the program and from your group.
Yeah. Well, there are a number. You know, I'm going to start with, you know, something that might not be obvious, which is something that happened as a, one would call a snafu. Right. So I had difficulty getting online. As you know, there are a lot of materials online and videos, and I had difficulty getting into the site. And it brought up for me, and it was so logistically, I talked about it and it was settled, you know, within days it got resolved. But what it brought up for me was my early life struggle with feeling like I was being left alone to struggle on my own and given too big a task, inappropriately big task, and left to struggle. And I, for a moment, wanted to just check out of the program and saying, this is not for me and this is all a waste of time. But because of the emphasis on sharing all parts of yourself, even the wounded parts, the crying parts, the feeling hurt parts, I decided to step forward. And also the love and the support of the sisters. I stepped forward and I said, you know, this is what I'm feeling. And it was welcomed. It was honored with no need to fix me. It's just like, I get that you're feeling this way. And I'm so sorry. And we're going to fix the problem. And just the act of being heard, you know, there's a process of just beaming when a sister shares her challenges, her struggles, her joys, her triumphs. There's no commenting or fixing or, oh, and I also thought of this add-on comments. It's just a beam. And the power of that, of just being heard and acknowledged, was priceless for me. And I just moved through it, and it wouldn't have come up if that space hadn't been available to be vulnerable and to speak honestly about how I was feeling. I would have just checked out probably, as I have done previously.
Yeah. And the, you know, the, how we've been raised is, you know, just to pretend like everything's okay, right? Like the logical mind's like, oh, okay, you know, that's no one's fault, like it's just the website, right? But there's that part of ourselves that that we dismiss because we're upset and we're like, oh, we don't want to make a big deal, we don't want to be a bother, right? Like,
yeah.
And so we stuff that down, meanwhile we're still bothered by it internally, mm-hmm. right? And then it festers and mm-hmm. can come out in a different way. And mm-hmm. you just so courageously leaned into that and mm-hmm. shared that. And I think this is one of the biggest things that we can get from Circle, right? Mm-hmm. And you're modeling what true feminine leadership looks like of mm-hmm. the leaning in. Because mm-hmm. there's been so many women who've come into the tribe and have had something, it's usually the website, and you know, they're feeling unsupported, right? Because there's this thing where we feel like we have to do it alone, which you just brilliantly said, And so we're learning how to speak vulnerably and receive support, and that we don't have to do everything on our own. So thank you for your courage and your vulnerability. And this is really, really powerful lesson that you now can share with other women, of the power of leaning in.
Yes, I like that's it. That's another meaning of leaning in, sort of the internal leaning in. Another thing I really appreciated from the program is the honoring and amplifying of our internal life, because, you know, having achieved some measure of success, I'm pretty good at the masculine, and that very much is, you know, perhaps leaning into a difficult challenge, staying late at work. If you don't have enough sleep, just drink a cup of coffee, sort of like lean in that kind of outside challenge way. And this leaning in that I'm still learning and practicing is leaning into vulnerability, leaning into fear of looking stupid, leaning into fear of being seen as weak or not having it together. And that is it's actually more difficult, I feel. And so that's a huge takeaway for me. And I'm inspired to create that space where other women can feel safe to lean in, because it takes something to create that safety to lean in. You know, I would say to women, you wouldn't want to just like at some random party, work situation, bus stop, just lean in. I think you want to practice it in a safe space, in a curated space, you know, where there's a conscious co-creation of that. And that's so much about what Circle is about for me.
Yeah, and to point out that distinction of you had that breakthrough, you did that in a circle. And now through that experience, now you can bring that out. And this is a question that women always come with, is how do I hold safe space, right? How do I deal with difficult situations? Because they're vulnerable. And I believe it's really by us having that experience ourselves, sitting in circle first, it's then we can lead by example, because you now know how that feels. You've now had that experience, and now you can be the leader for others to lean on you and lean into you. So good work.
Thank you.
So amazing.
Thank you so much.
In terms of what you were talking about with the burnout, how are you feeling now? And has anything shifted around that? Because I think that's the, you know, what you came for.
Yes. So I've started, and I love the accountability of the program. So it's, there's feminine leaning in, but there's like, okay, start your circle, start your circle. Have you started your circle? When will you start your circle? How many people will be in your circle? And at first I was like, this is feminine space, but I really learned about leading, you know, as a feminine leader, I have now greater access to leading at choice with my feminine and my masculine. So, you know, given a situation, I can decide the proportion, what to lean on and when. So I've started with the prompting and support and accountability of the How to Lead Circle program, New Moon Circle. So I started in December. I've had two New Moon Circles, and I'm happy to report, not only are they incredibly successful, I've had a couple of men try to barge in and I had to hold boundaries, and they just showed up at the door. I need this. I'm like, I know you need this, but I have decided that it's a space for women, and you know, everyone can decide how they want to define it. Very successful in terms of participants, but I'm feeling so light about it. You know, I'm not stressing in between. I'm not over planning. I'm not over providing snacks. I'm not over like rearranging the flowers or the candles. I'm like, yeah, we'll put something here, put something there. We'll get some chocolate and some grapes. We're done. And everybody just bring a pillow, please, and get comfy and show up. And I don't write 7 reminder emails. People just show up. And then I experiment. I set the circle up because I have background in leadership. There are many things I could teach, but I thought, oh, that would be just not fun. I don't want to be teaching and, you know, being the expert. I said, what do I want to do? I said, I want to explore myself. I want to explore my feminine, mysterious, out of the ordinary, emergent aspects of myself. I said, that's what I want to do. And I'm putting that out, honestly. So if you want like the 7 steps of leadership, then you wouldn't come to the circle. But if you want to explore your, all the parts of yourself, I love this teacher, Mama Gina. Some, many of you might've heard of her. She talks about we're a piano with 88 keys, and society has conditioned us to play 3, like do, re, and mi, or happy, anxious, and sad, and that's all we ever get to play with. And so in my invitation, I talked about, you know, if we explored our other keys, what songs might come through us, you know? So I feel light, and it's, I just made my own drum. I played my own drum. I've never played a drum. I said, hey, sisters, I've never done this before. And they were like, yeah, you've never done this before. And then people start, I said, so, you know, but I'm gonna tonight. And then the other sister stepped forward. It's like, I've never done this before. I'm gonna try this. And that's the vibration. That's the intention, that things that you haven't tried before. And if it falls flat, we'll just eat more chocolate. You know, it's no big
deal. OMG. Have you had the biggest transformation ever? I am just tickled by this right now because you, it's just so amazing. Oh my God. Okay. So first of all, like, I want to like break down what you said, because it's just so brilliant. Everything that you just said. Hey, I created my own circle, right? Like, it's something new. And so you're opening up permission, right? Like, that's one of the biggest teachings, is opening up the permission by you just being vulnerable about, hey, you know, this is something new that I'm trying out. You too, right? And so you're leading by example. I'm also loving the, perhaps the stress and the burnout was because you were overgiving. Mm-hmm. Right? Before, it was like, okay, have to have everything perfect and 7 emails and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, by the time you show up, you're exhausted. And you're like, okay, grapes and chocolate, boom, done. Like, and ladies, bring your own pillow.
How am I going to get like 12 pillows that are all fluffy? I don't have 12 fluffy pillows. So bring your own.
Genius. So it's like you opening up to contribution, right? Like receiving support, because you no longer have to do it by yourself, right? Because of that huge breakthrough that you had. Mm-hmm. So genius. And then I love what you were saying about what I want to do. And that's such a, like, one of the biggest teachings is, what do you want to receive? And you get to play, and you get to participate, and you get to hold both participant and facilitator. You don't necessarily need to be teacher. And I think so many women, and so just loudspeaker for all the women here who feel like they need to be the expert, you don't need to be the expert. So, oh my goodness. I love that. I love that. Oh, so good.
Yeah, that was a huge breakthrough for me, though. Like, I just want to have fun and make a contribution. And I think this will make a contribution. But to bring my voice and my needs to the table, it was breakthrough for me. It doesn't sound like rocket science, but I had been thinking outside, what do other women need? What does the marketplace need? What what is not being provided by someone else, sort of very focused, like what they teach us at strategy school, right? Like yep. what's missing, and then let me fill what's missing, as opposed to like, oh, what would be fun for me, is not one of the core, it's not core curriculum, you know, in when they teach you how to be a leader, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's so brilliant. And that is the feminine way, right? Like, and it's like, you're a woman, and who you're going to attract is women like you. So what better place to figure out what the desires are of the group than yourself, right?
Right.
Oh, I love this. Okay. So last question is, in now what? In what's next? So now what? Now what are you creating as a result of being part of the Adelaide Circle program?
Yeah. So it's interesting, but it's exactly not thinking too much about what's next and thinking more about what's now. So I've had my circles till May, and I said, and I promised, I said, I may start another series in the fall. I didn't say if I feel like it, but I said the intention is to, meaning I may not feel like it. And if I don't feel like it, I won't. And I think that freedom, that space, that choice, giving myself that choice to create from source, to create from joy, to create from my pleasure, I think really then allows me to step forward fully with so much freedom. So the circle is there, and if I'll enjoy it, and I'm totally enjoying it. And if I feel, if it comes to me to be inspired to start another circle or continue a circle or do something else with it, or even have a circle with men, with all the men trying to crash, I don't know. I might do something for men. So I the answer is, I don't know. And I'm consciously staying in the what wants to emerge through my desire.
Brilliant. Yeah. So great. And now it's just like you're just practicing the feminine.
Right.
I love that. Yeah. And see what unfolds. I remember when I first started the Sistership Circle curriculum, and every time I tried to make a plan, it would just blow up. So it was like the message was just go with the flow and allow it to unfold. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, then I knew there was a point when I knew it was time to start planning. But at that beginning part of me really leading from my feminine, I had to just allow the unfolding process. And it was just so beautiful. Mm. And that then led me to then making plans. So mm-hmm. I love that you're integrating masculine and feminine.
Brilliant. I sure am.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So if anyone is, you're in Boston. So anyone in Boston, we'll have a link in the show notes if you're interested in connecting with Samantha. And thank you so much, sister.
Great.
So any like last words of wisdom for women who are wanting to get started with leading circles?
Take on the position, take on a hat. You know how they have this brainstorming, put on 7 hats. Put on the hat that everything you do is perfect. Everything you feel is appropriate. Just like you're always right. Just take that on. Just try it on and walk around with it and see what comes up for you.
I love that. Yes. Yes. Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.